The Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation, known as WARF, is a nonprofit that aims to bring UW-Madison research to the marketplace. WARF controls five prominent stem cell lines, including controversial ones involving research with human embryos. Under an agreement with the Doyle administration, companies conducting research at nonprofit and academic institutions in Wisconsin with stem cell lines controlled by WARF will not have to pay tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars in royalty fees. Governor Doyle says the deal will result in more Wisconsin jobs.
There are few, but there are now emerging, including some that we have funded here in Wisconsin, stem cell-based early startup companies. But I think anyone who looks at this knows that 5 years, 10 years, 15 years from now, you're just going to see an enormous growth.
Doyle is also directing the Commerce Department to hand out $250,000 grants to stem cell firms that locate in Wisconsin, and he's offering the companies tax credits and the help of a development specialist. WARF Special Counsel Elizabeth Donnelly says she doesn't know of any companies refusing to locate in Wisconsin because of the royalty fees, but she hopes firms will pay attention to the announcement. In return, she wants the companies to sponsor more researchers.
We will still license these companies to make products, and our feeling is that it's important to support advancement of the science, particularly here in Wisconsin, where we do have great resources in our scientific community, and we do need funding.
Doyle's Republican opponent in the fall election, Mark Green, is touting another stem cell plan. It would invest $25 million in state funds to see if scientists can replicate embryonic stem cell research without destroying the embryo. Green says that would put aside the ethical dilemma that has surrounded embryonic stem cell research. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.